This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Today, I have Kate back. It feels like it's been ages. She's been super busy with parenting programs. And we've decided that we're going to discuss a topic dear to our own hearts because we needed to do some learning around this as parents. It's all about our kids and screen time. Thanks for joining us for Being Real Parents with me, Anna, and my colleague and buddy,
Kate. We work in the parenting space.
And it's here where we'll talk about our worlds as parents, the good, the not so good, and the hilarious, and mix this with what we know about behaviour and psychology. You're back.
I am back. It feels like quite a long time. I've got a little bit nervous coming in here. Like,
oh.
What are we doing here again?
It's Do you know this is podcast number 41.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a bit missing in action for a little while.
Only on the podcast.
Yeah, missing in action on the podcast.
Oh, your little voice comes through going, and Kate! Oh.
I've still been listening and I hear myself being like, oh, I'm not actually there. I'm back.
Oh, cute. So you've been busy with parenting programs.
I have been. It's been all go.
Yeah.
Yeah, parenting programs in full steam.
Yeah, that's right. Fun?
Always.
Oh, yep. I like it.
Yeah, no, always good to just walk that journey with so many different parents, eh?
Oh.
It's very cool. And people doing the, you know, for such different reasons as well.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Love that. But today we're going to talk about, and we both feel like charlatans in this.
Honestly, when you told me the topic, I was like, I feel like I need to listen to a podcast on screen time. Like, are we really qualified to be taking this?
Who is qualified to take this? But I thought that this was our opportunity to do some really good learning.
Yeah, nice.
I can't stop laughing at myself.
Screen time.
Yeah, given that, you know, how Apple does that lovely thing where it updates you on your screen time for the week.
Yeah.
And mine's like,
I hate that.
I'm embarrassed by mine. But, you know, it's like 10, 11 hours. But then I spend all my working life
on a screen.
Mostly on a screen.
Yeah. And that's the thing, hey, we talk about so much about our kids being on screens, but how much time are we on screens, and how much time are our jobs making us be on screens as well?
Yeah.
So, like, we actually don't have a choice in the matter.
No, and neither do kids in some instances because they're learning online.
Yeah.
Digitally. Lulu, my youngest, is doing online tutoring, so not kind of like heading down to the local community centre for a bit of extra maths. She's actually
doing it online.
Yeah.
But there's so many opportunities now online, hey, and how much more accessible that stuff is. Like, that's great. I'd love to say that's why my four-year-old is on screen. We could roll with that.
Yeah.
It's all learning.
Yeah, it's all learning. That's right.
That's what she's doing.
Can't wait. Bluey is learning.
Yep. That's what's going down. Learning about Bluey. Bluey teaches a lot in life, let's be honest.
Do you know what? Bluey is the thing that comes up the most often in our parenting courses, hey?
Yeah, and what scares me the most is every time someone starts talking about an episode, I'm like, yep, I know exactly which one you're talking about. Oh, no.
You're listening to Being Real Parents with Kate and Anna on Plains FM 96.9.
So I was really interested to start my research looking at what the recommended guidelines are.
Yep.
You did this too, didn't you?
Yeah, and I've done it before because other parents have asked me in the past, like, what are the recommendations? And I'm like, you're asking the wrong person. Like, let's actually look up this up.
Yeah, I have only known it in terms of we're not supposed to give our children any screen time under the age of two, unless it is, like, FaceTime and it's family members and things like that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So that's 0 hours on screen
time. I'd love to say that that was a thing.
Yeah.
How does that even work when you're like you've got a little baby and you're watching TV yourself? Like?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. The rest of so adults aren't included in what I found. So this all comes from Ministry of Health. Less than an hour a day for kids aged 2 to 5. How long is an episode of Bluey?
Oh, about 7 minutes, I think, 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So but, yeah, we just watch one at a time. One a day.
Yeah. And then fewer than 2 hours per day for those aged 5 to 17.
Yeah. So,
so that's when they've got their phones. That's generally when a child, you know, when a teen has a phone and...
Yeah. Is anyone actually sticking by those guidelines?
And they're also using them in school to learn.
Yeah.
They've got their own devices. What I did like was that the ministry had also done some surveys around these guidelines, and I was really happy that clearly most parents who did the survey were very honest and said, and it turned out that nearly 90% of children younger than 14 are exceeding those limits.
Wow.
Yeah, so that made me feel better because I was like, I'm in that bracket.
Yeah,
same. And then also I liked that the former chief science advisor, Professor Peter Gluckman, thought that the sort of blanket screen limits don't reflect contemporary life and need to be reviewed.
Yeah, which makes sense considering, you know, like us as adults, how much time we spend on our devices as well.
I wonder when they were set, like when were they, you know, when were those kind of guidelines set? And what was the science behind that? Because we don't actually have a lot of science as to what the impacts are. We have a little bit around teenage shoes and how it can negatively, you know, social media, you know, impact can negatively affect teenage mental health. But they don't know if that's because of the social media or whether or not that would have been occurring anyway.
Anyway, yeah. The research I looked up was early childhood, so under 5.
Yeah.
And that was done by the Canterbury University. And they talked about poor outcomes around social skills, but also that's just one factor. So, you know, there's a lot of things to measure within that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I was quite surprised by that. I was really pleased to see that it was being, you know, that it was being called to be reviewed because it didn't seem to make a lot of sense. And there's not a lot of guidelines around that, as you say. Like if we're watching a TV program, we've also got our child with us at that time, or you know, we're feeding, or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Does that count? I don't know. There was just lots in it for me. I was like, how does this even work?
Yeah. And I find for me, the one thing I start doing when I look at research or I look at these guidelines is I feel guilt.
Same.
And that's the one thing that shines brightly for me is guilt. And like, oh, I'm not doing well in that area.
Yeah, failing. Yeah. Fail. Big fat F. Yeah. F-.
Which, is that helpful?
No. It's not helpful. Because then we, you know, we don't talk about it again. We get into kind of cycles of feeling guilty about it. We're not honest about what's going on for us, for our kids.
Yeah.
I'd rather think about, okay, cool, where's a balance for me and my family and my kids? The other thing that I think is worth thinking about, because I came to this through the research, was the amount of times that screen time interrupts my interactions with my kids. Like, you know, when you kind of like go, hang on a minute, I've just got to finish this, or you're scrolling Insta or whatever and they come and talk to you and then they get, you know, they start to feed into Instagram as well and watch it with you. And I just think that that's where I could probably, you know, when I'm thinking about my own values and what I want for my children, that will, that was something that kind of, yeah, I thought, oh, I can do something about that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. And I feel like they are more likely wanting the phone or whatever it is in those moments when we are using it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's, we're invested in it. Like, yeah. What is that? Oh, I want more of whatever she's looking at.
Or when we're distracted, like, you know, I find that when I am, like, for example, I organise a coffee with a mate and then we go out to have that and my youngest is with us and then she starts interrupting. I just pass her the phone because I really want to spend my time with my friend.
Yeah.
Selfishly.
No, I get that too.
Yeah. Or when I'm on the phone, you know, she'll go, can I have that? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you just kind of like, sure.
Yeah. I have that too.
Yeah,
or chocolate.
Yeah, that's right, because we've conditioned them. We said yes once, or we just gave it to them in order to give ourselves a bit more peace or time. Yeah. And then, and basically that's become their go-to.
Yeah.
So... And I, you know, and I, so it's not like our kids being naughty. It's about they're kind of conditioned to this behaviour.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, it might be tough to kind of like change it up.
Yeah, for sure. So being aware of our own usage of it when they're around and also thinking about when we kind of give it to them as a way of, you know, meeting our own needs. It's a time and a place, right?
Yeah.
And one of the other things I think was really key for me that you said is the word balance. Mm. Because how many other things are they doing, you know, within their day? So, yep, they're spending time on their screen, but they're also spending time interacting with their friends, potentially, you know, swimming or some kind of sport or activity, going to the park. You know, they're still doing potentially those other things.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Yeah.
It's like me and my mantra of cupcakes and yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great one. It's true, though. They're still getting those other needs met at the same time.
Yeah, agreed. The research also says that we need to choose good quality content for and join in with their viewing whenever we can. I thought it was nice... advice, you know, reflecting, because it's quite a good way to get to know our kids and what they're into. And maybe, you know, if they're watching something specific and they really enjoy it and start looking for that content, it means that we've got an opportunity to bring that into their world outside of screens as well.
Yeah. And what kind of messages they're getting from that stuff, eh?
Yeah. So there was a part of me that just went, okay, what I think I need to do is decide, you know, make some kind of like choices about screen time rather than it just be this kind of like creep.
Yeah.
The screen time creep.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so valid. The screen time creep. How did that time all pass?
Yeah.
Yeah. So being more aware and purposeful with it, like this is the time that we're going to have this, not just here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. I came, do you want to hear my basic rules?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll like this because I'm going to put this into practice. The deal is how much time they can have. So this is, I think this is a cordial that I have with Lou around her screen time.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, so we come to some agreement around how much time is okay, does she reckon?
Yeah.
Might need to do some negotiation. When is a good time?
Mm-hmm.
What is a good thing?
Yeah.
And maybe some examples of what are good things that, you know, she enjoys and are suitable, blah, blah, blah. Where?
Yeah.
Is a good thing? And then, as per previous podcasts with Digital Waitaha, what to do if they see something confusing, hurtful, or explicit, because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also maybe some rules around, and she knows us already, who she can communicate with and what she can share.
Yeah. They sound like good rules. And I love that you're going to negotiate or compromise a little bit with those things while you talk to her.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Willow's a little bit younger and how that corridor would go down. Like,
yeah, you're going to have a bit more.
It's going to be more around me putting in some boundaries around that, I think.
Mm.
Which I don't love.
No. So when I'm on the phone, is that what you're thinking? Rather than having my phone, or when I'm...
Having some other things up your sleeve instead of it always being your go-to as well.
Yeah.
Like, what other things could she be doing instead of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And preempting that?
Yeah, like that's a good idea.
That's a good idea, like little baskets of things that you can actually give to her instead of the phone.
Yeah. I love that. That sounds like a trip to like Kmart or something to fill baskets.
Or just in my house, it would be tidying up the shit so that I can find the things I bought at Kmart that haven't been played with in forever and I put into wee baskets.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I like having some boundaries or something else up my sleeve.
Colouring in sheets.
Yeah, the phone doesn't become the go-to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I guess some of the other things that she does love doing in those moments are, colouring, Play-Doh, slime, you know.
Slime unattended. Yeah. Nice.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Slime unattended.
I put you on the phone, you can have the slime. Oh, yeah. I've done that before and I gave her slime and she decided, I was on a Zoom, I think it was during lockdown or something, I can't remember, and... She gave her slime and we'd made it and she decided to put more blue food colouring into it.
Oh, no.
And she came through to me while I was on the Zoom and she was blue. Like, like up to the elbows, blue. Her face was blue. I just went, oh, my goodness. And so she came on screen. I had to kind of show them what I was kind of managing there. And I just went and checked everything. There was, like, blue handprints right up the stairwell.
Amazing.
And incredible.
Yeah. No wonder you don't want to give her slime unattended.
I know the disastrous impacts of slime unattended.
Yeah, so maybe activities that you've thought through, chosen wisely, that you're okay with, unattended.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, having other things that they can do.
Instead of, yeah. Because I think the other thing I often say is, no, you can't have the phone right now, or no, you can't have the TV, and that's it.
Go and find something else
entertain
to
entertain yourself, which I think, you know, maybe from our childhood was the deal. Like, go and ride your bike or, you know, but it doesn't seem to roll that way quite the same.
No.
These days.
No, agreed.
So having some ideas and then that could lead to something else that they've, you know, there's still imaginative play within that.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool. I reckon on our adventures page on the website, what we should do is add on there these things about instead of screen time.
Yeah, cool. That's a great idea.
And while we're busy, you know, other things while we're busy,
Yeah.
Because I can't think of them off the top of my head and clearly did absolutely no kind of thinking beforehand around that.
No, that's a great idea, though. Great place to check out for more ideas. We're all about the adventures.
What I did do in terms of the adventures, though, was I looked at how I can engage with Lulu in her screen time.
Yeah.
And we do have an adventure called Get Out Without Getting Out, which is all about those places that you can visit online. Like, oh, my goodness. I don't know if you've ever seen the Insta or Facebook page of Cincinnati Zoo.
No.
Oh, the cutest animals and clips of it. So it all happened during lockdown where, you know, the rangers would go in to feed the animals and they'd video them and then pop them up. And so you can actually do little tours of the animals and have a look at, you know, super cute. You know, and watch, like, I don't know, chipmunks eating and things like
Amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah, not chipmunks, like things that actually you have in a zoo in Cincinnati.
Chipmunks.
Heaps of zoos. Aquariums. Melbourne Zoo is on there. You can go to the Te Papa Museum
online.
You can go to the Louvre.
Very cool. And so that makes your screen time more purposeful, right? And things that you're actually okay with.
Yeah.
And doing it together.
Yeah. And stuff that can kind of like, that's, you know, we talked about good content stuff. Mm. And even go to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam if you want to.
That's up your alley. Oh, cool.
So good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so anyway, that just made me think about the sorts of things that I could be introducing her to. I thought also that that kōrero that I talked about earlier, that we'd have to review that quite often because they change and their tastes and what they like and don't like change quite a bit, quite fast.
So what they're into doing?
Yeah, what's the, you know, what you can and can't watch sort of thing. What's available to you. Because, you know, as of the age of 3, 4, Bluey might not be so cool anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep, so reviewing that.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I did put some more kind of boundaries around... like Lulu was banned from, this is a terrible word, but we decided together that we would ban YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube Kids are still around.
Right.
But, which is still rubbish.
Yeah, YouTube Kids is an interesting little platform, isn't it? Like, yeah. I hear lots of parents talk to me and I'm so, know what they're talking about. As our kids love watching other kids play with toys and doing things these days. And to us it seems bizarre, like, what are they doing? Like, why are they watching that? Why are they so intrigued? But it seems to be a real thing, hey, like they're really into it.
Well, I guess it's no different to us watching somebody put on makeup that we don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
Or cleaning a house with cleaning products we can't buy.
Yeah. Or even DIY, like home shows, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We watch people do up things like that.
Or reels of woodworking, you know, things that just, like, I find myself, it's like when I get lost and...
Yeah.
Oh.
But sometimes I hear those that YouTube kids and, like, hearing a clip of something that this toy is saying or and then I hear her saying it and I'm like, that's where you've got that from. Like... You're, like, copying their speech even.
Yeah, which isn't a bad thing, is
no,
it?
No, it's just, it's quite mind-blowing.
That is part of the deal, is that we're supposed to be thinking about our kids in terms of their screen time as not educational, but more interactive.
Yeah.
And, and supporting their interests or... You know, or, you know, something where they are learning from or can, you know, take into their real life.
Yeah.
As opposed to the mindless garbage that we fill our heads with while scrolling Insta reels.
For sure. Yeah. And maybe they are watching these kind of acts of with their toys and reenacting it or, you know, like there might be...
Yeah.
It could be helping their imaginative play even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not all bad, right?
No.
If it's helping their imagination,
I think the right thing would be to do, if we were qualified to say anything in the space, as parents and professionals who work in it, I think what we would say is that stuff that, you know, they can copy and we see inside of their interactive play and also that we join them there in that.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm. And know that that's something that interests them and
being with them.
I was just looking maybe inside of those little containers that we have, they can unbox some shit. We wrap something up and they can pretend that they're unboxing something.
Yeah.
But actually wrapping soft stuff in there would be cool.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got our top tips, I think, for this great kōrero that we've had. So number one is reassessing where you're at. So thinking about, obviously, we've got these guidelines in place around screen time. Are they realistic for you? How do they feel for you? Do you need your own guidelines around what the screen time looks like? So thinking about balance for all the other things our children love to do and, checking in with yourself around that. Number two, depending on your age of your child, having that kōrero with them around what they're watching, when they're watching it, where they're watching it, and what they should do if they see something that doesn't feel right for them. This might be for children from about 7 upwards, and otherwise it might be putting these things into place ourselves as adults as some boundaries around their screen time. And number three, thinking about how we impact their screen time. So what are we doing? Is it that we're spending actually quite a bit of time ourselves on our screens, and they're trying to get involved in that as well? And how can we get involved into their screen time too? Is it that we can help, support them with what they're watching, or make this really useful for them?
Awesome. Thanks for being with us today.
We hope you've learned that while parenting is challenging sometimes, that's totally normal. It's been fun having you with us. Keep being amazing.
Bye!